that sounds great, doesn't it? That is great. Well, I want to extend our welcome to all those that are here with us today in our sanctuary, and those that are listening on the radio and the internet. Our warmest welcome to you. And we also want to thank you for being here and hearing God's word today, as Pastor Greg is going to be bringing it here real soon. And as we hear it, may you all experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's word can bring to us. And if you're a visitor, I see a few of us here today. I see a few of you out there. So if you would please, attached to our bulletin is a registration card, and you can tear it off. And if you would please put it in the offering plate when it is passed, we would certainly appreciate it. We would like to get to know you more. And the scripture of the month is found in your bulletin, and it's in Psalm chapter 30, verses 11 through 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And now what we're going to do is we're going to continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano, and Victor Laurel is going to be leading our songs.
Thank you for coming to fellowship with us. I just wanted to make one note. Our services on Sunday don't start at 5:40 a.m., 9:40 a.m. I don't think half of us are awake at 5:40 a.m. So anyways, why don't we turn to our first song, one of the church's favorites, number 261, Trust and Obey, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. What we do is good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Verse 5. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet. All will walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Isn't that the truth? Why don't we turn to our next hymn, number 372, Who is on the Lord's Side? Number 372.
Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be His helper? Other lives to bring. Who will leave the world side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for Him will go? By Thy call of mercy, by Thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are Thine. Verse 4. Fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the foe, but the King's army none can overthrow. Round His standard ranging, victory is secure.
For his truth unchanging makes the triumph sure. Joyfully enlisting by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Yeah, the song reminds me of the verses in Joshua, right? He says, as for me and my house, what does he say? We will serve the Lord. Amen. Why don't we, what's that? That's it. Number 55. Let's turn to our last song, number 55. Come, Christians, join to sing. And why don't we rise as we sing our last song? Come, Christians, join to sing.
Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia. Our King, alleluia, amen. Let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Praise is his gracious choice. Alleluia, amen.
Verse 3.
Cometh our Christ again. Alleluia, amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia, amen. On heaven's blissful shore, his goodness we'll adore, singing forevermore. Alleluia.
Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson.
Let us remain standing for prayer. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, Joshua tells us, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not thou from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Lord, our heart's desire is that we may be strong, that we may be strengthened. And we know that from time to time we have difficulties and challenges in this life that challenges our strength. And so, Lord, we pray that you be with our pastor as you give him comfort and encouragement, though he has this tumor, Lord, that you are in control of it. That you be with Raquel, with her hearing, and thank you, Father, for your healing of her cough. We pray that you be with our brother Joe as he deals with after the recovery of pneumonia, and as he has to consider his living situation, and bless him and strengthen him by your presence and by the divine word of God. We pray for Maida, Lord, as she continues to struggle with cancer, and that you, Lord, would continue to encourage her heart and give her strength in you, that you might touch her body and give her body strength. We pray for Christine Batune of Informed Choices as well, dealing with cancer. Bless her and strengthen her for your service. We lift up to you as well Karen's brother, Reynold, and Frank. Bless them as they deal with various health issues. Encourage them to look to you and receive strength. And Chris Floyd is with her sister, Kathleen. Bless her with your strength and bless Christine with wisdom to communicate your grace to her sister. We thank you, Lord, for Philomena Laurel out of the hospital and back home with the Laurels, and bless her more and more with you and with your grace and might. We lift up to you our sister Elenita and pray for your strengthening to her body. We pray for David Pitts as he struggles with challenges to his back, that you would give him resources and answers, Lord, that he may be strong again for you. And we thank you, Lord, that wherever we are, you are ever present with us, and that you are with your people throughout this world. And we do lift up to you our missionaries, Carl and Ruth Knott and Eusebio and Medixa Perez in Spain, serving in the areas to bring the gospel there. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala as they continue to expand the gospel in Central America. Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, dealing with those that are struggling with drug addiction. Jose and Diane Avila reaching those in Latin America. Informed Choices in Gilroy, reaching women in Morgan Hill, San Jose, in Morgan Hill, and San Martin, and Gilroy, that they may know that there is a way to have that child and to rejoice in you. For Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as they continue to train up people to, in service to you in whatever endeavor they have before them. And Fred and Carol Lewis in the Worldview Center in Portland, Oregon, bless each of these missionaries with your divine presence and with your divine grace to be encouraged in you and by you to do your will. We pray for your hand of blessing upon the offering we are about to receive. Use it to strengthen this body, to bring out the gospel of Christ to those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Now, if we'll turn in our Bibles to Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 21. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 20, and let us stand for the reading of God's Word. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 20. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage and did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove them out from before us, all the people, included the Amorites who dwell in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. But Joshua said to the people, You cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, No, but we will serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves. You have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore he said, Put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. And let us bow for a word of prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, let the Holy Spirit be our teacher to all who are listening to your word today. May your Spirit fall afresh upon our pastor as he brings your message. Reveal your truth to us and give us the power to obey it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.